Bad news is a constant in today's ultra-connected world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Arash Javanbacht, associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral neurosciences at Wayne State University, examines best practices to cope with this reality.
Over the past several years, an endless stream of painful stories and images coming out of Syria, Yemen, and now Ukraine, as well as mass shootings in the U.S., have become a regular part of our daily life. Trauma affects not only those who suffer through it, but also other people who are exposed in other ways, including the news, especially when it is visual, animated, and highly relatable. Here are ways to stay informed while minimizing harm. Limit the exposure. Learn what's happening, then stop there. Avoid the urge for disaster voyeurism. Limit the emotional intensity. Reading the news can protect you from the emotionally charged nature of television or radio coverage. If watching TV, choose channels and reporters who present information in a fact-based and less emotional way. Do not be lured into hours of scrolling through the same painful images. Take regular time away from tuning in. Do not ignore or avoid the positive news. Know your limits. Some people are more sensitive than others. Take respite in activities that can fully absorb your attention and emotionally recharge you. Negative news can also impact children. Do not express overly charged negative emotions in front of children. Limit their exposure based on their age. When they are exposed, in an age-appropriate way, explain what is happening. Remind children that these sad events are not happening where they live. If needed, seek professional help. Finally, sadness, anxiety, anger, and frustration can be channeled into actions such as fundraising activities and volunteering to help the victims. This can even be a family activity that teaches children a mature and altruistic response to others' suffering.
That was Arash Javanbacht of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.